now your letters. Roman Kozak, a Ukrainian-American in Omaha, Nebraska, objected to our interview with Russia expert Stephen Sestanovich. We were discussing the impact of the Ukrainian electoral crisis on U.S.-Russia relations. Mr. Sestanovich recalled that as communism was collapsing, the first President Bush told Soviet President Gorbachev, "I'm not dancing on the Berlin Wall. I'm not gloating over your setback." Mr. Kozak writes, "The first President Bush is remembered with resentment and scorn by the Ukrainian people." He continues, "In an address in the Ukrainian capital, Bush basically told the Ukrainians they should be good little boys and girls and listen to Mother Russia. This has ever after been known as the Chicken Kiev speech." For the record, when George Bush Sr. addressed Ukrainians in August 1991, as the Soviet Union was crumbling, he said the following: "Americans will not support those who seek freedom in order to replace a far-off tyranny with local despotism. They will not aid those who promote a suicidal nationalism based upon ethnic hatred." Listener Harvey Ardman was pleased with what he heard last week. The Rockport, Maine resident wrote about the audio postcard Kim Kokich produced from her neighborhood around the Department of Homeland Security here in Washington. Mr. Ardman wrote that where he lives, in the summer, there are helicopters from time to time, but they come bearing wealthy summer people. It sounds very immediate to be living in Washington, very much in the middle of every national crisis. Michael Brodigam of Cincinnati, Ohio, wrote in to say that my grilled cheese cooking class with Chef Marlena Spieler was a driveway moment for him, but he writes he had one quibble. Marlena Spieler described grilling on a machine I'd never heard of, but that sounded vaguely un-American. She omitted the tried and true method that can be used with implements you already have at home, cooking grilled cheese on the ironing board with an iron. Panini Press indeed. If you'd like to press us on any point, good or bad, write us at watc@npr.org. Remember, please include a phone number and where you live, and this is very important, how to pronounce your name.